sister, and who are touring North America for, I believe for the first time. And they came to Seattle and then Vancouver, and they phoned through to the show last week and had a chat. And this week, arrived just a week late, but we've got a couple of CDs from the record company, and we're going to give them away to listeners who might like the tunes we're going to play from that album, but that'll be a little bit on in the show. So for now, regular listeners know that I always start with some older music to get us into the mood and to give us a little bit of a history lesson, because there's been 50 years worth of rock and roll in, well, England, US, and Australia as well, Canada. It's a lot of music to get through. So let's go to the 90s here, with a band called The Fauves. And they are from Mornington Peninsula, which is near Melbourne. And they're a really great, kind of an enduring indie rock band, who've been around for a long, long time, played probably, you know, over 1,000 shows, released a number of albums, and they just plug away. And they're probably one of the wittiest bands that I've heard, like lyric-wise. They had a fair bit of success in the mid-90s with a few singles and a couple of albums, but that sort of alternative rock zeitgeist faded away, and they've kept plugging away. And I just think they're a really, really, really fantastic band. I'm going to play you a few of their songs. Firstly, one here from one of their very early EPs, and then a couple of other songs from some of their later albums in the 2000s, or is that the noughties? Is that what we call them? The noughties. So anyway, this is a band called The Fauves. They named their band, of course, after the art movement Fauvism. So the band's called F-A-U-V-E-S. If you like what you hear, you can find them online and also read some of the really witty stuff that the lyricist Andy Cox writes on the blog. He's got a sharp wit. They've got two different vocalists, so you'll hear two different vocal styles in some of these songs. So this one's called Dwarf on Dwarf, from one of the early EPs. This is The Fauves. You're on Stranded.
Oh, what she saw, oh, oh, oh. and I couldn't stay angry. Not once you had gone. Thought my spirits would lift with a seismic shift, but no, life goes on.
Chris Horrific.
You always wanted his character to be bigger than life.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is, without question, the greatest sports and entertainment event of all time. Be a part of it, Monday.
From 1 to 3 p.m.
The Parts Unknown Show on 101.9 CITR. Sometimes cosmoses collide.
Break your fingers.
Welcome back to Stranded, the Australian Canadian music show, here on CITR 101.9 FM. I just played three older songs there, which I always do at the start of the show, and that was a band called The Fauves, F-A-U-V-E-S, The Fauves, and they're from Mornington Peninsula near Melbourne in Victoria, and they're a great band, have been around for a long time. They played their 1,000th gig in 2007, and in 2008 they played their 20th anniversary gig at the Espy Hotel in Melbourne. And they're a really great band, really kind of self-deprecating and very witty in their lyrics, especially that second song, if you tuned in closely to that, I'll Work When I'm Dead, some really, really brilliant satire there. And when he was saying, F you, Johnny, I'll work when I'm dead, he's referring to at the time, the Prime Minister of the time, John Howard, the conservative, arch-conservative Prime Minister that we had for some time there. So that was a really witty song, that second one, I'll Work When I'm Dead. The top was a song off a 1995 EP called Dwarf on Dwarf. And then the last song there was a song called Underwhelmed from one of their later albums called When Good Times Go Bad. So, yeah, that's a band that's out there somewhere, probably driving around in a van as we speak, off to play their 1,000s and... Well, maybe. I wonder what they're up to now. 1,050? 1,100? Who knows? Okay, so this is Stranded, the Australian Canadian music show, and people who tuned in last week were very lucky to hear Angus and Julia Stone actually phone in to the studio and say hi. I went to their gig at a venue on Granville Street just last week, and it was just extraordinary. And I spoke to their manager, who said that, I mean, she's been with them since the start, and they really have come from, you know, from literally playing open mics together, a brother and sister, on the northern beaches of Sydney. And she's been with them for the last, I guess, 4 years, while they've slowly increased their level of popularity and musicianship. And it's a real slow burner. And now they're touring across North America and selling out every venue they go to in North America on the strength, I guess, of this album, Down the Way. And we actually have two free copies to give away of this album. So if you didn't tune in last week and hear the band, I'm going to play you the first two tracks of this album now. And if you like what you hear, you can phone up the station at 604-822-CITR. And you can get yourself a copy of this really fantastic CD by Angus and Julia Stone, who are a stunning acoustic-based folk duo, brother and sister from the northern beaches of Sydney. So here we go. So yeah, that number again, if you want one of these two CDs, 604-822-CITR. But I'll let you have a listen first. This is what you will have if you plop it into your CD player at home.
Thank you.
And listeners, don't forget that we are playing Angus and Julia Stone here, the CD giveaway. If you like what you hear, 604-822-CITR, and you can get one. We have one copy left of this CD to give away. So if you like the music that you're hearing right now, this great duo from the northern beaches of Sydney, call through. 604-822-CITR.
Red Riders of the Dark, help me through this maze. Do you know, Mister, of this place? Do you know, Mister, no time to waste? So I can set me free. Saw murder in her eyes, the dark of a thousand crows. Cold thriller in disguise, blue shadow stitched to her toes. Do you know, Mister, of this face? Do you know, Mister, no time to wait? Won't you help me be on? So I can set me free. It's propaganda for every man on a paper stand, you know. When will the spinster's face let give that twist of grace, you know? Do you know, Mister, of this place? Do you know, Mister, no time to wait? Won't you help me be on my so I can set me free?
To the whole Great live music in Vancouver. October 29th, check out Avi Buffalo with special guests. Long Beach's Avi Buffalo are touring in support of their debut album out now on Sub Pop. Doors are at 8 p.m. and advance tickets are $12.
October 30th, come see Women with guests New Sensei and Makeout Videotape. Hailing from Calgary, Alberta, Women are touring in support of their highly anticipated Flemish Eye Jag Jaguar release LP, Public Strain. Tickets are $11 in advance, the doors open at 8 p.m. and the show starts at 9. Don't forget, it's an early show and the curfew is 12 a.m.
November 4th, don't miss West Coast hip-hop legend Lyrics Born performing with Raka Ira Science of Dilated Peoples on the Auto Reverse Tour. Lyrics Born will play lots of tracks from his new release As You Were, as well as lots of fan favorites, too. Advance tickets are $20 and the show starts at 9:30.
The Rural Alberta Advantage hit the Biltmore stage on November 6th with Pepper Rabbit and Imaginary Cities. Tickets are $13 in advance and the show starts at 8:30 p.m.
For more information and tickets to these and other shows, visit www.biltmorecabaret.com.
Welcome back to the show. This is Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music show. And thanks to our callers who called through for the CDs. We gave them away in pretty quick succession, these two Angus and Julia Stone CDs. So one's going to Lauren, who was our first caller, and secondly, John. So thanks for calling, Lauren and John. And apologies to, we had another caller call through that missed out, unfortunately. But thanks for calling. And I'm glad that you all enjoyed that music, Angus and Julia Stone. So I played you the first two tracks of that album, and that was followed by the new UMI single from their self-titled album, UMI. It's called Trigger Finger, and they've just made a really stylized, really neat film clip for that. And it's funny thinking about where bands are and where they've been from. The musicians I played at the start, the Fauves, I mentioned how they've played, you know, 1,000 gigs and done all this sort of stuff. Like UMI, the band I just played there, that was a very sophisticated song there. They've been around for close to 20 years, and believe it or not, like last weekend they were playing two Rolling Stones covers on live national TV at the football grand final, sort of the equivalent of the Super Bowl halftime show. So it's amazing how musicians get around and do different things. So that was UMI, and now this is Darren Hanlon.
Yeah. When the sun circle appears to me, I embrace the world and all its pluses. When the summer day ceases to be, I take to riding far away on buses. I thought of you most every hour. I thought of you as my companion. I thought that you might be a flower growing at the bottom of a canyon. Days they fly and nights they fall, make no sense to me at all. Just little tricks of temperature and light, they cast their spell on everyone. So let the golden vines of modern history grow to cover yourself and everyone you know. And if that story that we made was just a token, maybe our hearts will all be unbroken. Every single morning I'm born, and in the same place each night I am buried. Beneath a single blanket worn, as an ocean where my dreams are ferried. No, I can't be the weight upon your shoulder. I can't be the ringing in your ear. But I can disappear until we're older, like the blowing bulbs around your mirror. The darkness from the lights gone out filled the room and killed the doubt. You keep counting every moment till the morning, then it's never gonna come. So let the gold vines of modern history grow to cover yourself and everyone you know. And if that story that we made was just a token, maybe our hearts will all be unbroken. If I called you again by your God-given name, if the wind and the rain did fall, would you hear me at all? If I called you again by your God-given name, if the wind and the rain did fall, would you hear me at all? If I called you again by your God-given name, if the wind and the rain did fall, would you hear me at all? If I called you again by your God-given name, if the wind and the rain did fall, would you hear me at all? So let the golden vines of modern history grow to cover yourself and everyone you know. May the words we used in anger be unspoken, and may our hearts all be unbroken.
The madding crowds, they're all like Dude buddies, you are listening to CITR, it's like the most badass radio station there is, so don't touch that dial.
Okay, so we're back on CITR 101.9 FM with Stranded, the Australian Canadian music show, and we're in the latter part of the show, which means it's the Canadian music component. And I just played for you that really neat CD that I kind of discovered out on the streets of Vancouver, Gold Rush. I ran into Eamon McGrath walking down Hastings Street, the great Edmonton singer-songwriter Eamon McGrath. And I said, Eamon, what's going on? And he said, Matt, I'm in town, I'm recording. And you should come to the show tonight. And he was playing at this little kind of a hidden venue on Hastings Street and with a friend of his called Trevor Rutley. And they were playing some noise music for the project Gold Rush. And they actually had a CD with them, Gold Rush. This is Gold Rush number 2. And over the last few weeks, I've been playing an assortment of tracks from this. And it's now on the playlist at CITR, which I'm really happy about. So that was a very quick track there, Lady Face, with Trevor Rutley on vocals, guitar, and extra, and Eamon there on drums. So that's Gold Rush. And we also heard some New Pornographers, the supergroup from Vancouver, second track off the Together record, and the song was Crash Years. And then way before that was the Australian gentleman Darren Hanlon. After a little bit of technical toing and froing there, I finally was able to get on to Darren Hanlon. And the second track, Modern History, off his album I Will Love You It All, a new release from the urban folk artist Darren Hanlon. Okay, so let's press on with some Canadian music. This is AIDS Wolf, some more noise music for you. They're a Canadian rock, noise rock band who are on Skingraft Records. And I'm going to play for you, I'll play you the first track of. It's called Teachings to Suffer from their new album that has arrived in the studio, March to the Sea. So the AIDS Wolf, just noted here on the internet, on the 25th of February 2010, the members of AIDS Wolf signed, together with 500 artists, the call to support the international campaign for boycott, divestment and sanctions against Israeli apartheid. So that's an interesting little tidbit of information about the band's politics. So here's AIDS Wolf, some noise rock for you from Canada.
Yeah! streets are black. My ears, my nose, my feet will bring me back.
Tree. Life is a lady's breath, life is a mystery.
Along the sacred way, we wander every day. Tear on the Tennessee, you want a piece of me now.
Be sure to check out the Ink Studs book launch Saturday, October 23rd at Blim Art and Craft Facility. Ink Studs is a collection of 30 interviews with North American alternative comic artists taken from the impressive archive that CITR's own Robin McConnell has built up over the past 5 years on his radio show of the same name. Ink Studs is an invaluable resource, not just for comic enthusiasts, but anyone interested in the artistic process. Don't miss the exciting launch of Robin McConnell's Ink Studs, Saturday, October 23rd at 8 p.m. at Blim Art and Craft Facility, 115 East Pender.
So we're wrapping up another show of Australian and Canadian music here on CITR. This is Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music show, and I'm your host, Matthew, and this is broadcast every Monday. Now, we just played some Vancouver music there, the Dreadnoughts. They're a great Irish-styled folk rock band, and they're a hell of a lot of good fun to see live. They're very energetic, the Dreadnoughts. So that's off their new album, Poker's Not Dead. The track is Cinder Road. And before that was Luc Doucet and The White Falcon off Luc Doucet's latest album called Steel City Trawler. Played you the song Monkeys. That you can find that on Six Shooter Records. It's actually Luc Doucet's eighth record, believe it or not. He's from Hamilton, Ontario. So that's Luc Doucet. And at the top, of course, was the AIDS Wolf. Bit of noise rock there for you, AIDS Wolf. So we're pretty much finished the show. We've got Alternative Radio right after this, and that's followed by the fantastic Chris Horrific with the Parts Unknown radio show. But before we go, I'd just like to leave you with another Fauves track. We started out the show with three tracks from a great enduring Australian outfit called the Fauves, named after the Fauvist art movement of a long time ago. And they're really cool band. And actually, here's another interesting thing. Like, this is a real, if anyone is interested in Australian culture, like, you know, real, like, I try to play music that's representative of real people, I guess, you know, that you wouldn't normally hear on the radio, that you're not force-fed things, you know, you're force-fed things like, I don't know, Olivia Newton-John, In Excess, these things that everyone knows. But like a band like the Fauves, who've literally been out there plugging away, playing 1,000 shows. And if you want to see something really cool, type into YouTube the Fauves 15 Minutes to Rock. And it's an old documentary that was filmed of them on the road in the early, well, the mid-90s, when they were just sort of starting to get notice. And it's them on the road, and it's absolutely hilarious. It's a really great documentary. It's in five parts, and it's on YouTube, and it just shows them in the van and just all the witty repartee and all, you know, the down days and the up days and the angst and the is it all worth it. And it's just a really, really cool documentary. So anyway, this is the Fauves again with a little secret track. This is off the end. It's a secret track off one of their albums, the one that they put out in the mid-90s. And the name escapes me for now. Let me think. Future Spa, that was it. Anyway, this is a secret track at the end of that called Everyone's Getting a Three-Piece Together, which was popular at the time, I believe. Okay, this is Stranded. Thanks for listening, and up next is Alternative Radio. Okay, bye-bye.
Getting 15, 16, 17 dudes, man. It's gonna be If you give me a fish, you fed me for a day. If you teach me to fish, then you fed me until the river is contaminated or the shoreline sees for development. But if you teach me to organize, if you teach me to organize, then whatever the problem, I can work together with my peers and we will fashion our own solution. As the world's other superpower, let's practice health and organize for the right to a long life in the United States.
That's Stephen Bezruchka, and this is Alternative Radio. I'm David Barsamian. This edition of AR features Stephen Bezruchka on dying younger than we should. Over and over, U.S. citizens are told we have the best healthcare system in the world. That would be great if it were true, but the facts, baldly stated, don't support the claim. Not only is it far and away the most expensive system, the U.S. spends half the world's health bill, it fails to produce outstanding outcomes. For example, in one basic index, all of us in this country